grief in the gallery, this time on Culture File, as well as nearly lost languages and the ashes of thoroughbred racehorses, as Orit Gat makes a journey by train and in her mind to the seaside, to Mostyn Centre for Contemporary Art in Llandudno in Wales, to encounter London-based artist duo Rivatil Cohen and Tuur van Baarle's exhibition Daughter of a Dog. These are Orit Gat's voice notes.
In the midst of it all is an unnamed event, which is not disclosed to viewers. It's a loss, a longing, something mournful, something that is not said but felt. The train from London to North Wales already placed me in this state of missing. After Chester, you can see the sea. I grew up by the beach, along a very different sea, and sitting on the train, I think of my dad, how he used to take me swimming in the Mediterranean every day. Before I ever got to the exhibition at Mostyn Art Gallery, I was already missing something. Not the beach, but the sea. Not my childhood, or where I'm from, but the sense of horizon the seascape gives. And then music fills the room. As I stand in Rivatil Cohen and Tuur van Baarle's exhibition, the sound from a video work draws me deeper into the small space. There's a violin, a drum machine. It's atmospheric and like electronic music. It sounds like nothing I already know, and it sounds like a collage of things I could have heard, just not together. The video, called Daughter of Dog, like the show itself, interlinks imagery, a field of mustard seeds, a leg-kicking robot dog, an up-close shot of a moth, with language. It is subtitled with a string of sentences, some of which are taken from a book of idioms and curses from a nearly extinct language and translated into English. I said collage about the music. I named some of the images. I explained the sentences don't fully cohere, and that's okay. I wouldn't know how to tell this story with total clarity anyway. Everything could be used as a weapon, a key, a dolphin, especially love. Are these sentences or are they words? The subtitles alternate. Sometimes they are superimposed against images. At times, it's only the words in a black background. There are a lot of verbs. The banging of furniture, drawers open and slam shut. These share the screen with a dancer in an empty studio, his energy constantly rising in pitch. There's a suggestion of something ordinary here, a run-of-the-mill intensity that is situated in the home. Is the furniture banging because it's being moved from one room to another, making space? Or is it banged on in an argument? No story is told fully. Now that the earth is formless and empty, darkness over the surface of the deep. Some of the sources are instantly recognizable. We know what comes after, let there be light. But the light isn't present. The video is looped. I watch it once, twice, three times, take in the language, the music, the quickly changing images, the rise in tenor. Every detail feels so full, and then there's more. There are lines like, "We were always interested in war. War was always interested in us." A suggestion of violence amidst the silence. Along the video in the show are abstract paintings made of the ash of thoroughbred racehorses, ground to make a powder to coat large metal sheets. There are two series of these on view, Strawberry Rowan and Champagne Rowan, hinting at the color of the abstract. The strawberry tone has copper added to the mixture that is then affixed to the 2D support. The champagne has pearls. This fusion of natural and artificial, of living and inert, of something so associated with forward motion that is now affixed, something that has stopped. Throughout the gallery are carnivorous potted plants kept at an almost wilting state. The gallery attendant tells me that the staff from the local botanical gardens visit regularly to care for the plants. They swap them out, make sure nothing dies. There is this immense tenderness to the care of these plants. Under the gallery attendant's chair are several bottles marked rainwater. And I wonder, does he take care of them because they are art or because they're alive? Daughter of Dog, may your eyes explode, may you tremble. This is definitely an example of the Book of Curses in an ancient language. Sometimes translations fill the world with strangeness. There is a language that I speak in which Daughter of Dog sounds quite mundane. In English, it is troubling. Something that sounds fluent in one language can seem haunting and weird in another, which makes it become ever more potent, bubbling with that distance from the original meaning. How do you translate or negotiate or explain this distance? Cohen and Van Balen are a couple. Their loss is shared, but not equally weighed. How do you tell of your emotional world to a partner? How do you narrate it to an audience? The fact of not naming the event, leaving it to lurk there in the space, tracing something indescribable, makes me wonder about how we tell others about our lives and why we try to do it. Recently, I've been thinking a lot about coming to things, that is, to art, to books, to culture, with love, with an openness and a desire to engage. It's easy to find fault in things, harder to commit to looking directly at another person's view of the world, which requires so much attention, and also, perhaps, vulnerability. That loss in the midst of the show, I know it too. A few months ago, which was actually many months post-loss for me, I found it hard to read novels without feeling tears rising in my throat. It was sudden, and then I kept feeling it. I read Gabrielle Zevin's Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow on the Overground, and when a character died, I couldn't keep going. I remember my hand clammy against a metal pole, so full of that loss, the realism of it, by which I mean the knowledge of it. And then I wondered why I kept reading. When I say I want to come to art, to other people's experience with love and openness, it also spells out clammy hands and almost tears. Not because I'm looking to relate. I don't want to only look at art that reflects on tragedy and mourning. But in the midst of loss, I see it everywhere. And then there's that thing, the insufficiency of language. All the books and the art and the memories become part of the insufficient language that just says, again and again, the loss. It's still there. It's not going anywhere. Still, we're not alone in it.
Orit Gat's voice notes there from Rivital Cohen and Tuur Van Balen's exhibition, Daughter of a Dog, which was at Moisten Gallery in Llandudno in Wales.